When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Malcolm Robinson, you were about to tell us a story about one of your adventures right before I interrupted you for that break. Can you please continue?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, because I'm immersed in this wonderful subject, it puts me in the ballpark of many incredible cases and stuff. So the following case happened a few years ago where I was invited into this lady's family home where she had been plagued by poltergeist effects. So I was there with my strange phenomena investigations team. We had set up all the equipment. We were working in kind of semi-ambient light. And suddenly the psychic says, "Malcolm, can you feel spirit in this room tonight?" And I went, "No, I'm sorry, I can't." And she said, "Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Malcolm, stand over in the corner of the room and put your arm out. Extend your arm out with your palm facing downwards and ask spirit to touch you." I went, "Really?" And she says, "Yeah, please." And so 1 minute went by, nothing, 2 minutes, nothing, 3 minutes. And on the fourth minute, a heavy push down on the back of my hand, and boy, did I get a fright. It was incredible. Now, nobody was near me. Nobody had rushed up and, tried to do that. It was quite incredible, yeah.
Do you feel that there is some sort of a spillover or crossover between ghosts, spirits, and UFO cases? I know you're interested in both, but are they related in some way?
Well, that's a very good question, George. I mean, it's a question I've been asked many times, and I'm going to say yes to that question. And the reason I do say yes is because of one particular case that SBI were involved with a number of years ago. It was down in Devon in England, and this lady had been plagued by UFOs all over her house and in the sky, and it was quite incredible. And so we went down to interview her about that. And it was an old house as well, getting back to what you said at the top of the show. You know, there's these old houses that seem to have this history of ghosts, etc. So she's talking to me about various things that had been happening. And then she says, she started to say something, then she stopped. I went, "No, continue. Please continue. I need to know everything, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. We're here to understand. What was you about to tell me?" And she says, "Well, okay, I don't know if you believe me, but honestly, I saw this, Mr. Robinson. What did you see?" She said she was reading a book in her bed. and it was just a small light on in the bedroom. And she suddenly looked down to the foot of the bed and saw a small grey being. And everybody that listens to your show fully knows what that is. 3.5, 4 feet tall, small childlike body, pear-shaped head, black pinky almond-shaped eyes, no sign of any genitalia. Standing at the right-hand side of the bed, here's the crux, George. Here's the, to answer your question, the crossover. So you've got a grey on the right-hand side of the room. On the left-hand side of the room was a small spirit child. She looked very similar to that American TV show, Little House in the Prairie, the pin of her dress, the ringlets in her hair, and she was astonished to see this. So here we have, you know, a small grey being and a spirit child in the same room at the same time, who both eventually disappeared. So as far as the crossover goes, I think to some degree, maybe it's all part and parcel somehow, but that's the only kind of story that I've personally dealt with that perplexed me.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Well, you know, there are those who think that our spirit, our essence, when we die, it goes to some other place, and that other place might be a dimension. And you know, there's a lot of interest in dimensional beings as the source of UFO cases. So maybe there is crossover. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, many researchers the world over, including here in Scotland, have their own ideas as to what is behind the UFO mystery. Some people believe it's extraterrestrial. Some people believe it's interdimensional, that they're time travelers. I mean, we know more about the surface of the moon than what we do what's under our own Earth's oceans. The Mariana Trench, for instance, a massively big trench which holds these mysterious bioluminescent fish, etc. The reason I'm saying this is, a lot of people have seen UFOs diving into and exiting out of the oceans of this planet, more so around the island of Puerto Rico. It's maybe not too far silly to say that maybe if they are here, then they have bases under the oceans of this planet. And that's only, it's only speculation on my part, of course. But I tend to think along the lines of Jacques Vallée, the French physicist, who does believe maybe it's a dimensional thing, it's a dimensional shift. But we still don't know. What really angers me and puzzles me is why, oh, why, oh, why are we still having these UFO abductions? What clearly is behind this? People say that it's some form of interbreeding program, like David Jacobs in a number of his books relates to what he calls hybrids, human and hybrids. And this is what they're trying to integrate. It sounds preposterous. It sounds Hollywood, but you know, a number of researchers think that maybe this is what's going on. I mean, the question I always raise is, why is these small greys taking sperm and ova from males and females? They've been doing it now for over 50 years, if not more. Surely they have enough genetic information that they don't need to keep doing this. Is it something to do with souls? People say that maybe they don't understand humanity and the soul process. Some people say that, you know, people have been taken out of their beds and through windows and they got a prickly sensation, etc. And yet, some people, the Maureen Puddy case, for instance, in Australia, she said that, you know, she claimed that she had been in touch with these beings, etc. So these two Australian UFO researchers said, okay, let's see if we can check this out. So she drove them to a secluded spot. The two researchers are in the back. She's in the front of the car. And she says, they're coming. They're coming now. And then she suddenly says, I'm being taken. I'm being taken. She hadn't moved. She was still in the car. So is it fair to say that some UFO abductions may be taking what we call the etheric or the spiritual body rather than the physical material body? But again, that's speculation on my part.
In your country, in your neck of the woods, fairy folk have a long history. And I don't want to branch too far away from the subjects we're discussing, but you include some cases of fairy folk in this book. I don't know if you think of them as being related to spirits or possibly related to UFO activity, but as you have noted, Jacques Vallée and John Keel and some other folks have made the comparison that maybe this is the same phenomena that we now describe as aliens, that the cultural norms of centuries ago, they called them something else.
Absolutely, you're quite right. You know, back in the day, the trolls from Scandinavia, the leprechauns from Ireland, the djinn, etc. These were all little beings that people saw back in their time. Today we see the greys. Is it some form of crossover, you know? Then we talk about, yes, there is a few cases of fairy folk in the book. And some people may call them elementals. And these have been seen the world over as well. And again, it sounds crazy. It sounds preposterous, you know. But, you know, people are clearly seeing this.
Well, and, share some of the stories with us. Grab an example out of the book and share what people are reporting of seeing.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a quick one. It was in the book. And it happened to a friend of mine by the name of Bill Rourke. Now, Bill Rourke stays in York in England, and he's taken a number of weird photographs of things in the sky. But on this occasion, he claimed that he'd taken a photograph of a fairy. So, when you look at the photograph, it clearly has this humanoid-shaped body. It has the wings. And this was an incredible photograph. We sent it off to many scientists and professors here in the UK and the States. And we never said it was a fairy. We just said, we have got this photograph of this strange insect. We called it an insect. Could you tell us what it could be? And even the scientists couldn't agree. Some of them said it was what we call a midge. Some of them said it was a biniped fly. And so you have all these stories. The stories in my book also are from people who claim to have seen little figures in their back garden or on the street even, you know, wearing these brightly coloured clothes. They're only about 12 inches high, if that, you know, walking along streets, etc. Totally, totally out of context with the surroundings. And they stare at them and then suddenly, bang, they've disappeared. And there's a wonderful book written by a British researcher called Janet Bord and her husband Colin, and it's all about these tales coming from all over the world of these little people. So it adds another bit of strangeness to an already strange, wonderful life that I have.
Let's go to a ghost story. So you write about the Stirling Castle, and I could swear I seem to remember that castle from Maybe it's the story of William Wallace, the movie Braveheart. But this is a place that has a long, long history. As you write, it was a wooden fort for 300 years. And then the 15th century, they built this massive stone castle that has seen battles and deaths and kings and queens. Tell us a little bit about the history of this place, why it might be haunted.
Well, yeah, it's a very prominent castle, which is in Stirlingshire in the central belt of Scotland. As you quite rightly said, it was initially a wooden fort. And as the years rolled by, they obviously had to strengthen that by stone, etc. It's been besieged by the English and the wars between England and Scotland over the years. There have been many horrific deaths. Many prisoners were held in the dungeons at Stirling Castle. But probably one of the most famous ghosts that is in Stirling Castle is what we call the Green Lady. And it's a lady, obviously, with a flowery, beautiful dress, all in green. And she's been seen many times in the castle. You could see right through her. And then this is a problem I have with ghosts. Some ghosts are solid-looking ghosts. Other ghosts are transparent. You get anniversary ghosts. You get a whole range of different things. But Stirling, a lot of people have taken photographs of this Green Lady at Stirling Castle. And also, there's one particular photograph which is not of the Green Lady. It claims to show a piper, a Scotsman with the bagpipes, etc., with the kilt, coming through, coming down this alleyway in Stirling Castle. Now, when you see that photograph, it could be anything. You know, it could be what we call simulacrum or pareidolia. And we get that with our society, George. We get sent a lot of ghost photographs and UFO photographs, and clearly a lot of it's not what it appears to be. But it's Stirling Castle, yeah. I mean, I would urge any American or Canadian listening to the show, if you're ever in Scotland, please go to Stirling Castle. The history of that is fantastic. And you never know, you may come across the Green Lady.
Can you stay there?
No, unfortunately, no. It's just for visitation only.
You have go ahead.
Yeah,
you have some stories about a place called Chingle Hall. A haunting in Chingle Hall. What's the deal there?
Yeah, again, it's another famous building, this time down in England, which has seen a lot of paranormal occurrences. And one of my best friends, Darren Ritson, he said, "Malcolm, could I just share some of the investigations that we've done at Chingle Hall?" And so we included that in the book. And some of these cases were of a big, massive big wooden door, and it was opening and closing of its own accord. They recorded footsteps, they recorded kind of sounds on what they call an EVP machine, or these voices, etc. So they picked up quite a substantial amount of paranormal happenings in Chingle Hall, and we felt that had to be related in the book. But I mean, one of Scotland's biggest cases, George, is the Sauchie Poltergeist. I don't know if you've heard about this yourself.
No.
Well, very briefly, it concerned an 11-year-old girl called Virginia Campbell, and she was living with her family in a little place called Moville in County Donegal in Ireland. And back in 1960, they decided to go to Scotland to live, up sticks live. She didn't want to go. She was leaving her school friends and her little dog Toby behind. But long story short, they moved to Scotland, and within a few weeks, November 1960, within a few weeks, strange things started to transpire. She was in a single bed, and her cousin was in another single bed in the room, and they started to hear footsteps walking along the linoleum floor, and also scratching sounds and knocking sounds. So at this, they jumped up, started running down the stairs, and as they ran down the stairs, it was like the sound of this big medicine ball thump, thump, thumping down behind them, and they rushed into the living room and said to their parents, strange things are happening in their room. Of course, the parents refused to believe them, thought it was childish imagination, maybe they were dreaming, so they took them back upstairs, and what did they find? They found the very same. They could hear footsteps, knocking noises, It got so bad, George, that they had to bring in the local vicar, local church minister, and he too observed and saw strange things in that house. For instance, the rippling of Virginia's bed covers, as if you had thrown a stone into a quiet mill pond. You've got all these concentric ripples rippling out. Then there was a doctor, Dr. Nisbet and Dr. Logan attended the family home, and they saw a large linen chest, which was against the wall, screech out along the linoleum floor, and the top of it opened up, and it was flapping up and down as if invisible hands were moving it. But things got so bad that they thought they couldn't get any worse. They did. When she went to school, so if you can imagine, if back in 1960, the school teacher has got, she's given an essay for all the children to do, and their heads are bent over their essay. They're busy writing away, apart from one little girl, Virginia. She had her forearms on her desk lid, and the teacher screams up the classroom, "Virginia, what are you doing? Stop that." And as soon as Virginia lifted her arms off the desk lid, the desk lid was moving up and down. And at that point, an empty desk sitting next to Virginia rose up several inches off the floor and fell down. On another occasion, when Virginia was approaching the teacher's desk with her essay, she laid her essay down on the desk. And back in 1960, there was a big, what we call a cane, which teachers pointed to the blackboard. It was lying flat. It started to vibrate of its own accord, then stood up vertically and banged on the desk. And at that point, the teacher's desk rose up a few inches off the floor and turned round 90 degrees, whereas her stomach was in the large part of the desk. It was now in the narrow part of the desk. I could go on. It's such a massive case.
Wow.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.